You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As an essential service, the Auckland City Mission has continued to provide services during the current lockdown. However, Level 4 restrictions have changed how they can help those in desperate need. This includes takeaway food bags, social distancing, a pause for donations, and accommodation support. Auckland City Mission's fundraising and reputation manager, Deb Ward, joined Louis to talk about how lockdown impacts and changes the services of the mission. He began by asking how they were operating under Level 4.
So the Auckland City Mission has changed pretty much all of our services to ensure that we can provide service safely and well during Level 4 and not have to shut anything. So for example, we normally have a daily meal service, a sit-down hot breakfast meal service, which we clearly can't do because that's akin to a restaurant. So instead, we are providing really good takeaway bags for people every day. So they'll come eat daily, collect a bag and be away so that we're minimising the risk there. That's one of the key ways that we've changed. We've also changed through we're still going out onto the streets to check in on people and ensure their safety and wellbeing, but we're doing that at social distance. And doing visits to those that are in housing only when it's absolutely essential, whereas we'd normally go in one, two times a week. And then with our food parcels, we've already seen, as with every lockdown, we see a spike in the number of people needing support, and we've already seen that this lockdown. So we've ramped up our services there, and that's through a phone consultation, and then when someone arrives to get their food parcels, one of our staff will pop that in their boot.
That's something I wanted to touch on, because the Auckland City Mission, I've seen they're not accepting donations at Level 4. For things for food parcels, where's it coming from?
On Tuesday, when we all got word that there might be a lockdown, we placed a large food order that enabled us to help us get through this next period. We are accepting donations of bulk food, so we have quite a few companies that support us ongoing with vegetables, fruit, bread, and so forth. Those are still coming in, but it's just the individual support from people where they might want to drop off, you know, some shopping that they've done, that type of thing, just to keep everyone as safe as we can. We're not accepting those. If people want to support us at the moment, the best way to do that is to jump online, aucklandcitymission.org.nz/donate, and you can donate there in the meantime.
So if the lockdown is extended, which a lot of people are expecting, is the bulk deliveries that you guys are getting and stuff you've got pre-ordered, will that be enough?
We think so. The team are amazing at being able to work out volumes in ahead and as best we can keep stocks up. So we will be calling on those companies that support us to see how they can do that through the period if it is extended. And when donations of cash come in from the public, we'll be spending those straight away to ensure that we can keep the orders coming in. It's really important for us that we are able to provide the support needed. So we won't turn people away. We never close our doors. We're 101 years old and we've not closed our doors in that whole time. And we certainly won't be doing that during the lockdown.
Yeah, because during this lockdown, I assume it affects people a lot differently. For the people you look after, have they said anything? Has there been any notable changes for them?
People ask, well, why all of a sudden, you know, if you're a couple of days into lockdown, why has the number of people needing support jumped so significantly? Do people not necessarily have supplies in their pantry and so forth? And often for the people that we support, they really don't. They are living in the best way that they can, but their supplies are very low. And if all of a sudden you, if your children are at school and you're relying on a school lunch program and they're now at home with you, if you have three children or four children, that's a lot of extra meals that you need to find in a week. Or if you have had your employment suddenly cut and you are on a casual job, or you know, just on a very low income, and you don't have that income coming in, again, it's very immediate, that need. It's not as though you've got a pantry stocked full and you can kind of eke it out for a week or 2 weeks and not need to go to the supermarket. So that's very much where we come in and provide that support that's needed.
Yeah, and that's something I wanted to touch on as well, because obviously you guys are dealing with these people firsthand and supporting them. Has there been an indication of how people are feeling about this lockdown?
I think, like everyone, it's a little feeling of, gosh, here we go again. And for the people who are in desperate need, are experiencing desperate need, really life is often full of challenges anyway, and those challenges become more pronounced when you don't have the systems, if you like, in place. So I can't speak for people, but I would say, like many of us, there's that sense of nervousness and that sense of hope that this doesn't last for too long.
On a slightly different note, given that you guys, that everyone's gone through a level 4 lockdown before, and I assume you guys have plans and experience with dealing with this, what are the main differences between mm-hmm. the plan and the one we had early last year?
I think we're prepared. We were dealing with the unknown then. Really, we were dealing with the unknown. And even things like at the beginning, as more and more information was coming through about when you needed PPE and the distancing that was required and so forth, we now know all of that. So we can respond much better. We've got the system set up. We've got all of our protocols ready to go. And so whilst it's not, I can't say it's as simple as just press repeat. We certainly know what we're dealing with and how to respond. Whereas in the last time we were doing the very best that we can, and we were doing a great job, but we learnt a lot along the way.
And just specifically, what does lockdown look like for those who are on the front line?
That's a great question. So I think during lockdown particularly, it's all about, the number one thing is all about keeping themselves and the people they support safe. And that safe is that practical thing, all the right PPE gear, following all the protocols, scanning and everywhere, all of those things that we know that we need to do, but also keeping themselves safe emotionally. The work that they do is incredibly hard. It's incredibly taxing. And so we at the mission really try and ensure that people are well looked after and that they've got good support networks. So if they have had a day that's been particularly tough or so forth, that there are people within the organisation that they can speak to and turn to. So very much we want to ensure that, you know, our teams that are out there really working hard are well supported by us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.